Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Labor Day serves as the unofficial end to summer. Our children and grandchildren will be or are already back to school. Vacations have come and gone, and now it's time to concentrate and get back to work. The pro-life movement faces countless challenges this fall, not the least of which is the November election, which will potentially decide the direction of the country for generations. With the House of Representatives and fully one-third of the Senate up for grabs, the stakes are extremely high. Our job is to educate our friends, families, neighbors, and communities about the various candidates and their positions on the life issues. Educated voters are empowered voters. National Right to Life has made many resources available on our website at www.nrlc.org. In addition to voting records for current members of Congress, we've provided side-by-side comparisons on the issues for the presidential candidates and many Senate races. It's important to note that these are educational materials. In fact, great care is taken to present the life issues and candidates' positions accurately and fairly. Often, these materials provide an office holder's voting record on key legislation or direct quotes they have made in various forums. And because these materials are educational in nature, they are appropriate in any venue, including churches. We also need to continue our general pro-life outreach and educational work. With schools back in session, now is the time for local chapters to provide assistance to high school and college students and provide them the materials necessary to effectively reach out to their peers. National Right to Life has many materials available to local chapters that, in turn, they can provide to Teens for Life and campus pro-life groups. Our DVD, A Baby's First Months, and its companion full-color brochure are extremely popular among the next generation and are wonderful tools to educate people about the humanity of the unborn child. The brochure lays out the scientific facts about fetal development and is accompanied by full-color photos of unborn children in utero. The brochure is small enough to fit into a pocket and is a must-have for every pro-life activist. In addition, our education staff works diligently to provide up-to-date fact sheets on the broad range of pro-life issues, from abortion numbers and statistics to fetal pain to stem cell research to the billion-dollar empire of Planned Parenthood. All of the fact sheets are available at www.nrlc.org/factsheets. I encourage every listener to take some time in the next few days to visit our website, download and print out the various comparison pieces and fact sheets. Share them with others and encourage them to share them further. Working together as a unified pro-life movement, we can have a tremendous impact in the fight to save innocent human life from abortion, infanticide, and euthanasia. One other reminder, voter registration deadlines are fast approaching in many states. You've heard it before, but voting is our civic duty and the best way to help make a difference. If you're not registered to vote, or if you've moved recently and aren't sure, I encourage you to do so immediately before it's too late. Registration information for each state is available at National Right to Life's Legislative Action Center. You can access it directly by going to www.nrlactioncenter.com. Be sure to bookmark our main website, nrlc.org, and our sister site dedicated to fighting the abortion agenda, www.stoptheabortionagenda.com. Both sites will keep you updated on the latest breaking news affecting our efforts to defend life. Thank you for everything you have done and continue to do on behalf of God's most defenseless children. Together, we are making a difference and renewing our society by creating a culture which embraces life.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.